Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy! Billy!
I've got you. You're gonna be okay, Billy.
The treasure. Fine. The treasure island.
But where is it?
Not where, lad. When. Take the key.
Back away, son. The ambulance will be here soon.
But I have a first aid kit in my backpack.
Please, give us room.
James! Doesn't the guy know you have to look both ways?
He was trying to get away from Kincaid and his crew.
They're more dangerous than a moving car.
Max, you saw him. Billy was scared to death. What if he really was in danger from those guys?
Kincaid wants the treasure.
The key. Billy gave me the key. Are we really still doing this?
Look over there. Why are Kincaid and that woman staring at us like that?
They're coming this way.
So? We didn't do anything wrong.
The map he was looking for. I think I saw it.
Treasure map.
Yes, we need to go. Now.
This is ridiculous.
James Hawkins, I want to work with you.
Go now!
No, kids!
But later, Max, hustle!
Okay.
Take off your shoes. We'll walk through the water so they can't follow our tracks on the beach.
My pants are going to get all wet.
Max is afraid of the ocean.
I'm not afraid of the ocean. I'm afraid of the things that swim in the ocean.
Well, I'm afraid of guys in trucks with skull and crossbone flags on them. Into the surf! Go!
Max, hold my phone.
Why?
Just take it!
Fine.
Woo!
You said walk in the water, not dive in it with all your clothes on.
Well, this seemed like more fun.
Why not? Here's my backpack, Max. Hold it high.
It's heavy.
Always be prepared for what you're not prepared for.
You two are insane.
Move this way. I know a good hiding place.
Cave in the dunes? How did you know this was here?
My dad showed it to me when I was little, and we came out to visit my Uncle Harold. We used to play pirates here.
Some things don't change.
Max!
We're soaking wet, we still don't have proof Kincaid is a bad guy, and now we're going to walk blindly into that dark cave.
I've got a flashlight in the backpack.
Of course you do.
Inside the cave! Hurry!
Whoa. I didn't expect it to be so cavey.
Whoa! Or batty. Did you draw these pictures on the wall? Pirate ships? Skeletons?
They were always here. Shh! Quiet!
What are we doing? I don't hide in caves. I play video games where people hide in caves.
Shh! I don't want them to find us before we find the treasure.
There is no treasure.
But what if it is all real? What if there is gold? Enough to save my mom's hotel? What if Billy is a real pirate?
What does that even mean?
Come out, wherever you are.
Check out this old drawing on the wall.
It looks like the lighthouse. Out on the point.
But what's at the top?
I think three people jumping off. One has glasses.
One has a ponytail.
One of them has a backpack, and he's holding something. A book!
With a skull and crossbones on the cover.
Is it me? Or do those look like kids?
They look like us.
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 2, The Vortex.
James, wait!
We were waiting in that cave for an hour.
I've gotta warn my mom.
Warn her about what?
Kincaid, he's gone for now. But he'll be back, here at the motel, looking for us.
What happened to Billy Bones was an accident. He is a paranoid, crazy person.
Morgan, is that what you believe?
I don't know, Hawkins. Maybe it was all in Billy's head. The black spot, the treasure, things like that don't happen in the real world.
James, where have you been?
Mom, what's wrong?
Kincaid, his people, they came back looking for you, asking about a map. What do they want?
What did you say to them?
James, don't go in there.
No! What happened in here? The place is trashed.
Whoa.
What a mess.
He threatened to ruin the motel if I didn't cooperate, and when I refused...
They smashed everything. The computer. The cash register. No.
I'm sorry, James. They were trying to send a message.
Dad's spyglass. The one we used to scout for boats.
That awful woman dropped it to the ground and smashed it with her boot. I'm so sorry. I know how much it means to you.
Meant.
James, what's going on? Why are the three of you soaking wet? Did you go swimming in your clothes?
Mom, listen to me. Billy Bones is in the hospital. And Kincaid put him there.
The hospital?
It's heat stroke, Miss Hawkins. I told James to wear a hat and sunblock, but...
I'm not crazy. There's a treasure. I don't know where it is, but Billy has a map. And we have to find it before Kincaid does. Come on, guys. Max? Morgan? Come on!
Stay away from Kincaid. He's dangerous.
I'm tired of being safe all the time.
I'm your mother. It's my job to keep you safe.
What has safe ever done for us? Safe is pretending that the motel is doing fine while we're barely paying our bills and—
James!
I'll find that treasure. If I have to do it all by myself.
I'm with you, Hawkins.
Morgan, are you serious? What do I tell Mom and Dad?
Like they'd even know or care. Go back to Aunt Martha if you want, Max. I'm going with James.
I'll stock up my backpack.
James Hawkins, stop.
Mom, I don't expect you to understand. But if the treasure is real, it could change everything. Dad always said...
Your father isn't here, James. I am.
I love you, but I have to do this for our family.
James!
Come on, Morgan.
Max?
Fine.
Always be prepared for what you're not prepared for.
I cannot believe we're sneaking into a hospital to visit a crazy person.
We're not sneaking, and Billy's not crazy. Well, maybe he's a little crazy. Doesn't mean he's not telling the truth.
About pirate treasure on Long Island.
Adventure, Max. Adventure!
Excuse me, nurse. We're looking for a patient.
Your patient's name?
Billy B...
No, don't. Doe. John Doe.
He doesn't have a real name?
He does. It's just... He was hit by a car.
Oh, you mean Captain Jack Sparrow?
Huh?
I'm sorry, that's what we've been calling him here, you know, because of the pirate outfit.
Got it.
He's a friend of yours?
Yes, he's our Uncle Billy. He plays a pirate at birthday parties.
Is he going to be okay?
Lucky to be alive, that one. His head must be as hard as a coconut.
And just as hollow.
Can we see him?
Oh, he's resting. And you've only got a few minutes before visiting hours are over.
We won't be long, I promise.
With that bandage on his head, he looks even more like a pirate.
Billy? Billy, can you hear me?
No. One-legged seafaring man. Oh, can't let him have it. Oh, the treasure.
Don't worry. We'll find it first. But we need a clue. In my dream, if it was a dream, you showed me a map on your chest.
15 men on a dead man's chest.
Not a sea chest, oh, Billy. Oh, a tattoo on your chest. We need to see it, to see if it's real.
What's that?
Look, down in the parking lot.
Kincaid and his crew.
A big crew, and they're coming inside the hospital.
They're coming for Billy.
I'm sorry, kids, but visiting hours are over.
Please, miss. We just want another minute to say goodbye to our Uncle Billy.
Dear Uncle Billy.
Very well, but be quick about it.
We have to move him.
Move him? Where?
Somewhere Kincaid won't find him.
You can't just move someone from the ICU.
I'll keep the nurse busy while you two wheel his bed out of here.
Are you serious? We could get into trouble. A lot of trouble.
I know, right? Nurse? Oh, nurse!
Come on, Max. We don't have much time. We passed the ladies' room down the hall. We can stash him in there. Push!
Ladies' room?
It's a single, hopefully not in use. Faster, Max!
I'm pushing as fast as I can.
Here we are. I'll get the door. It's open and empty.
Fantastic.
Someone's coming out of the elevator. Lock the door and don't open it to anyone but me or Morgan.
Wait, you want me to stay with Billy in the ladies' room?
Lena, lock down the floor. Guard the elevator.
They're here. I'm closing the door.
I'll check in with James Hawkins.
Hello, Mr. Kincaid. Nice flowers.
What are you doing here?
Same as you, coming to visit Billy Bones. Nurse said visiting hours are over, though.
So I've been told. Walk with me, son.
Actually, I'd rather...
I said, walk with me.
Ow! Let go of my arm!
James, are you okay?
I'm fine. Mr. Kincaid is here to see Billy.
Let's go check in with our friend, shall we? What? Where is he?
He's not in there. A man in Billy's condition really shouldn't be running all over town.
We'd better tell someone.
What did you do, Hawkins?
Me? I just got here. I'm as shocked as you are.
Time to go. Visiting hours are over.
Where is the patient?
What? Jack Sparrow's gone? He was just here a minute ago.
So weird. Gotta go.
Code
See
green.
You around, Mr.
Code
K.
Code green. We have a missing patient.
Search the grounds. Find him and bring him back to the lab.
Into the stairwell. Morgan, now.
I'm right with you.
We have to warn Max that...
Max is right here. I'm guessing that alarm is for Billy?
Of course it is. What are you doing out here?
Where's Billy Bones?
Gone.
What do you mean, gone?
I mean, when the alarm went off, I stepped out into the hall to see if the coast was clear. Then I went back into the bathroom, and Billy was gone.
How?
Must have slipped out the window. In retrospect, I don't believe he was as hurt as he was acting.
So now he's out there? Kincaid's looking for him!
And looking for the treasure!
Good thing we have the map.
If only we had the map, then we... Did you say?
I said it's a good thing we have the treasure map.
Max, the map, if it even exists, is tattooed on Billy's chest.
Duh. While you were busy with Kincaid, I was alone with Billy, and my phone...
You took a picture before he ran away?
2500 by 1200 pixel resolution.
Max! You're a genius!
Yeah, I know.
The map! It wasn't a dream. Look, there it is, a treasure map! Tattooed on Billy's chest!
It's the map of an island, just like he told you. But it's not Long Island. It's not like any island I've ever seen.
The Treasure Island.
The Treasure Island.
There's gold, he said. More gold than you can dream of in 1,000 years. Enough to pay off all my mom's debts. Enough to pay for college.
Enough to buy a college.
It can't be true.
There must be a way to find out. The library? Google?
The lighthouse!
Huh?
The lighthouse is like a museum of old shipwreck artifacts and books.
The lighthouse in the drawing on the cave wall?
Oh, no.
With the three kids jumping off the top?
Do I even need to tell you how crazy this is?
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Okay, so the artifacts and books are in the basement of the lighthouse. My dad used to take me here when I was little.
Kind of a small lighthouse. When was this place built?
I don't know, 1700s.
Doesn't look like it gets a lot of visitors.
Jamie Hawkins, is that you?
Miss McGinty! Make sure you speak up. Hello, Mrs. McGinty. You're looking lovely as ever.
The weather? Looks like rain to me, but you never know. Are these your friends?
Max and Morgan. They're dying to see the museum.
Who's dying? They seem so young.
The museum, Miss McGinty. We have a project for summer school.
What was that?
Summer school!
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's closing time. Come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be too late.
James Hawkins, are you sure it's for summer school?
We can't fool you, ma'am. We're searching for pirate treasure.
Pirates, is it? You know, they once terrorized these very shores. We're lucky they're long since gone from the face of the earth. Come inside. Come inside!
What is this room?
The museum storeroom. Over the years, everything ends up here. Rusty anchors, harpoons, nautical charts, and old books.
Hopeless. It's more like a dumpster dive than a place to do serious research.
I mean, we don't even know what we're looking
for. Look, it's the book, with the skull and crossbones on it.
The same as the one the kid who looked like me was holding in the drawing.
That wasn't you.
It's a pirate book. Bloody Buccaneers.
Catch the title. Would it hurt them to dust every 100 years or so?
Dear reader, herewith the author humbly presents a compendium of desperate crimes on the high seas. Let these examples of bloodthirsty pirates and their lust for gold be a cautionary tale for all who turn these pages.
Careful. Those pages might crumble if you breathe on them.
There must be 100 pirates listed in the index. Where do we start?
Billy mentioned a Captain Flint. See if you can find him.
Sure, let's look for 300-year-old pirate captains.
Exactly.
Edwards, Everton, Fleming...
Flint! Captain Flint. He had no first name. He was the bloodiest buccaneer of them all.
The Scourge of the Caribbean. From the year of our Lord, 1746, until his mysterious disappearance in 1754.
Interesting, but so what?
He captained the dreaded pirate ship, the Walrus. Among his crew of seven was the first mate, William Bones, otherwise known as Billy!
Billy Bones.
Don't tell me you're suggesting that Billy is 300 years old.
You saw how he reacted to cars and planes, like he'd never seen them before.
Well, yeah, but...
Right before I found him, there was this big explosion of light, like the sky had split open. I know it sounds insane, but what if that vortex they talked about was like a way to jump through time?
Are you serious?
There's something stuck between the pages of the book. A piece of ancient parchment.
Can you read it?
It's pretty crinkled. If you find this note, you're looking in the right place. Go to the Treasure Island. Follow the map, bring the key. That's how I'll know.
The Treasure Island.
But to get here, you can't run from the sea. You must go through it. James, Morgan, and Max. I need you to go all the way through it.
James, Morgan, and Max? Whoever wrote this knew us?
But that's impossible. The note looks like it's hundreds of years old.
Okay, Max, you tell me. How did this note get here? How did Billy get here?
Good question, Mr. Hawkins. But a better one is how do we get there?
Kincaid!
You saved me a lot of trouble, Jim. I'll have that book, please.
And I'll take your cell phone, Mr. Goodwin. The one with the photograph of the tattoo. You're due for another upgrade.
Run!
What?
Just run, Max!
Which way? They're blocking the stairs to the bottom.
You remember the cave drawing. Run to the top.
Hurry! Up the steps.
They're right behind us.
Go! Out the door!
This is it. The observation deck.
Now what?
We're trapped up here.
Give it up, James. We don't want trouble. We just want that map.
Give me your phone, Max.
What?
Just do it! Don't come any closer, Mr. Kincaid, or I'll throw the phone into the water!
You wouldn't!
It's my mom calling!
You're answering your phone now?
Mom, I'm kind of busy right now.
Don't come
any closer!
I know,
Mrs. McGinty called me. She told me you might be in some trouble. The police are on
the
their
police?
Way.
The police?
The police, huh? I can't wait to see my old friend, Chief Larkin.
Mom?
I asked Mrs. McGinty to help me out in case you needed to make a quick escape.
A quick escape?
Remember when
stay
your
back.
Father took us around the harbor the last time we came here together?
I remember. He promised to take me to Liberty Island once the museum was finished. To show me all the secrets.
He left your sense of adventure, James. So do I.
I love you too, Mom. I'm going to find that treasure.
James, there's something I need to tell you about all of this. Your father...
Mom? Mom, are you there? Mom?
Love, Jake.
Time's up, Hawkins.
James, what are we going to do?
Guys, do you trust me?
No.
We've known you for less than 24 hours.
I just want to talk.
Of course I trust you.
Then jump.
Excuse me? Jump off the lighthouse into the water.
Kids, I mean, are we just taking suggestions from cave drawings now?
Max, for once in your life, be brave.
Why? I've done okay this far.
Give us the phone. Now!
It's now or never!
Max, put your glasses in your pocket and take my hand!
I could be making pot de creme right now.
Jump out so we clear the rocks!
Rocks?
Ready?
Wait!
Set!
Jump!
Help! 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 Help!
Into the boat!
A boat! There's a boat!
A dinghy! My mom had Miss McGinty leave it here for me. It's not much, but it's all we've got.
Help me in.
Here, Max, grab my hand. One, two, three.
Made it.
Morgan, cast off the line while I lower the outboard motor.
On it.
After them! Stop them! They won't get far!
Here goes nothing.
James, they're coming. Might want to get the boat started.
Believe me, I'm trying!
Try again! Hurry! Got it! Go!
Go, 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 go!
Stop them!
James, you did it!
We did it!
Can I open my eyes now? Where are we going?
Just past those markers! There's nothing but ocean! We can hug the coast and find a place to ditch the dinghy and head back to town!
Wouldn't it be easier to call the cops?
And tell them what? We stumbled on a 300-year-old pirate and someone's out to steal his treasure?
He's not 300 years old.
Morgan, take this page I ripped from the book and read what else it says.
Legend has it that Captain Flint buried a great treasure on an uncharted island. Some say six crosses are still there. One cross for each of the crew members he killed to make sure that no one else could find the treasure.
Wait, didn't it say that there are seven crew members?
One member of the crew was never accounted for.
Billy Bones!
There's a boat coming towards us. A really, really fast boat.
Kincaid's at the wheel!
Help! It's called the Help!
Who cares what you call it? We can't outrun him!
We can try!
Turn around, Mr. Hawkins, before it's too late!
Is it me, or did that storm just come out from nowhere?
What's happening? We should turn back.
and sail right into Kincaid and its pirates, we keep going. We go forward until...
Oh my, what is that?
It looks like a whirlpool!
Vortex.
What?
Kincaid used the word vortex.
It's pulling us in. It's too strong.
We're not gonna make it.
It's going to drag us down.
No, don't turn. Make straight for the vortex.
What?
Are you crazy?
The note said we can't run from the sea. We have to go all the way through it. Hawkins, look at me. We can do this.
No, we can't. That giant whirlpool will suck us down to the bottom of the ocean.
Okay?
Okay what?
Okay, we can do this. Hold on!
Stop. What are you doing? James!
What are you doing, James Hawkins? We can tow you out if you give us a map.
It's got us! The vortex has got us!
Hold on! We're going down!
Are we dead?
I don't think so. I'm too cold to be dead.
The whirlpool must have spit us out on the beach.
In the middle of winter, there's snow on the sand.
Look up behind the dunes. Where did all the houses go?
Where are the cars in the parking lot?
Where's the parking lot?
Guys, where are we?
I think the better question is, when are we? Someone's coming. Can you see who it is?
What's that on his shoulder? A parrot?
Hawkins! His leg, look!
A wooden leg. Excuse me, sir? Who are you?
Silver's the name. Long John Silver, they calls me. And who might ye be?
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.